Hello.
Hi, Tony. This is
Hello.
Daigie calling from Eagle Home Care. Can you hear me?
Eagle Home Care. Yes, I can. This is Tony Lee.
Hey, Tony. How are you doing?
Hi.
I
Okay.
got your information from Esther. She said that you were interested in switching over to Eagle, right? You were previously doing CDPAP.
The CDPAP. Well,
Yeah.
I was contacted through CDPAP about 4 weeks ago, and because I didn't use the I didn't
Right.
use the 15 and a half hours, and then we didn't go through the whole process, and I hadn't really paid attention to it, and they said that I had to go through the whole process over again, that they were canceling the hour, the 15 and a half hours, that if I was still interested in a home care, I would have to go through the whole thing again, you know,
Really? Your case was canceled?
the case is closed.
Oh, right now you have no approved hours, you're saying.
You're right.
Okay. So
But
that
I'm getting
means
surgery this 8th, September 8th, which is Monday, for my right side hip. That was for the left hip. And I'm doing the right hip on
So you previously got your
Monday.
services when you had the other hip done, right?
Correct.
Got it. Okay. So they're saying that your case is closed, meaning that the assessments you did are not up to date. What happens is with Fidelis, when you go a certain amount of time without services, in order to start it up
Right.
again, if it's been a certain amount of time, you need to get approved. What we could do is today is the 4th, your surgery is on the 8th. So what we could do
Correct.
is we could try to schedule you in for the two assessments with the state. They have to be 2 separate days, so Friday, let's say Saturday, and then Fidelis will have to pick up the slack on Sunday, I'm assuming. What I would do is I would call Fidelis and
Right.
double check with them if we could expedite the services for you, if there's something else they can do. But this time you want to do it through PCA services instead of the CDPAP. That way you won't have to go through
Okay.
PPL.
Okay,
Do you
what's
want me to
PCA
call with
services?
you and see what they want you to do? Maybe I could be of help.
PCA service. Well, no, I could do this.
You
If
could
let
do it?
me get your
Okay.
number. Yeah, let me get your number.
Okay, I'll give you
I
my
have the number
number.
here. The number that you contact me, 267-551-7417.
No, I'll actually give you a better number. Is it okay if I text you my
Okay.
information?
Yes, you can. That
Okay,
would
I'll
be
text
great.
you my information and then we'll have somebody who specializes in getting the services back set up help you with the whole process, okay? We'll
Yes.
try to make it as simple as possible for you.
Okay. What it is I want to get the person that's gonna actually do the hours for me.
You want what?
Gotta
Sorry, I
make
couldn't
sure.
hear that.
I'm trying to find a person that's gonna actually help me do the hours.
Yeah, of course. That's what we're here for.
Maybe I don't want anybody just to come into my house and just be around my house,
No, of course not. And with
you
PCA services, it's not like the CDPAP.
know?
So if you're having an issue
Right.
with the aid, that day they're sent packing and we find somebody else. It doesn't
Okay.
work,
I'm gonna get someone, and I can also find someone that I know, like my girlfriend or
So
someone that I know, my friend.
if they live in the same house as you, they can't be the
No.
caregiver. But
They don't live in
if
the
they
same
don't live
house,
with
no.
you and you're not, related, then it should be fine. Yes.
Right. We're not married or anything.
Yeah, not
But they don't
married,
live there.
none relation.
No.
But it is a process to sign them up. So I guess while we would work on you, we would have to sign them up as well.
Okay. There, text me I got a capsule, I got medicine coming,
Okay.
so I'm gonna go pick that up, okay?
Okay.
Just text me okay, and I'll take care of that one for Dallas. Thank you.
Amazing. Will
Bye.
do.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.